Hi, and welcome to Line Noise, the Electronic Frontier Foundation's oral history of absolutely everything, for extremely locally scoped definitions of everything. This week we have a bumper two-part interview with Li Tian. Li is a senior staff attorney here at EFF and has been working at the forefront of our class action suit against AT&T for participating in the NSA's illegal domestic wiretapping and data mining programs. I asked Li to give us a little status update on the AT&T case as it's happening now.
Well, we had a very exciting day in court on June 23rd. At the hearing were a vast number of motions, but I'll focus on the three most important ones. First, AT&T Corporation was arguing that the case should be dismissed against them, and AT&T Inc., the company that owns AT&T Corporation and about a zillion other AT&T branded corporations, said that they should be dismissed from the case because really they hadn't done anything at all. And then of course the government came in and argued that the case should be dismissed because AT&T, whichever one, couldn't be allowed to say anything about what it did or didn't do, because even to confirm their involvement would be harmful to national security. So that's sort of what it was about on Friday, and then we got a lot of questioning from the judge, as well as a lot of really interesting arguments from the other side, discussions about what might happen in the case if the judge didn't decide to dismiss the whole thing. The government's come in and said, because of state secrets, this case can't go on at all. Well, although it's impossible to tell with a judge, Judge Walker was definitely interested in what would we do next. How would we proceed in the case if I don't dismiss it?
So the state secrets attempt by the government, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a trump card, that everything stops.
People make a lot of really wild statements about the state secrets doctrine, about how, you know, it's the nuclear option, how it will just automatically kill you. And there's no question that it's a very, very nasty thing to have to fight in court, because you don't know what it is you're fighting against. But the truth of the matter is that state secrets can be handled in a number of ways. The government wanted to dismiss the case entirely. That's really unusual in a state secrets case. You know, usually what happens in a state secrets situation is first the judge decides whether or not there's even a state secret in the first place. And under the Supreme Court's decision in United States versus Reynolds, that is the judge's decision. It cannot be abdicated to the executive branch. And so when the government lawyers walk in and try to tell the judge this is a state secret for all these reasons, they can't command him. They can't make the judge think it's a state secret. They actually have to persuade the judge. And what we think happened in our case with AT&T is that the government had in fact provided secret materials, parts of which we could not see. The judge decided to look at them before the hearing, about 2 weeks before, and we think he wasn't really impressed, or at least not overwhelmed, by what the government had to say. And that's what led him to ask questions about what might happen next.
Because this is the secret box, right, that's delivered from Washington. I remember in the hearing that they
fly out the suitcase, you know, and then you get to read it, judge, and then we'll fly it back. That's what they represent. Who knows if it actually works that way, but that's the urban legend, at least.
And you think the judge wasn't convinced?
I think that's right. I mean, I think that if the judge had been convinced by the evidence and the reasoning that was presented, he would have acted very differently at that hearing. From what I can tell, and of course it's a lot like, you know, reading tea leaves, he was looking for more. He wanted to see what else the government had or AT&T had to try to convince him that the case could not go forward. And, you know, keep in mind, you know, in a way, they were going for the grand slam. They wanted the case completely kicked out. You know, we argued, and I think this is absolutely correct. The answer is to say, okay, we're going to do this step by step, piece by piece and figure out whether or not something you ask or something you need to know involves a state secret. Now, our case against AT&T is not like a lot of the other cases because we actually have record evidence about AT&T's behavior and conduct that really, distinguishes us from cases that are based solely on news stories, because we do have a whistleblower who has made some very, very specific and concrete assertions about the facts of AT&T's conduct as well as the government's conduct. So we think that based on the evidence we've got, that we actually can, in fact, show that AT&T has violated the law without any kind of secret evidence.
The judge made no decision and has made no decision on any of these motions.
That's right.
Yet. Do you have any idea about when he will?
Well, the judge has indicated since we met him, and we first met him really in court on May 17th, that he's very interested in moving the case along quickly. So the judge is likely to rule, we think, fairly soon, although court years are not nearly as fast as internet years. And the other reason why Judge Walker is likely to rule sooner rather than later is because our case, like about 30 other cases around the country, has been sort of swept into this Alice in Wonderland process called MDL, which stands for Multi-District Litigation. Verizon and Bell South and AT&T have been sued all over the country. And Verizon decided to invoke a tactic that's used when companies are sued in a lot of different places. They go to this panel, the MDL panel, and say, look, everything should be transferred to a single court in order to more efficiently litigate this case. Then the government got under the act and said, yeah, that's right. Even cases that weren't brought against any of the telephone companies, but were brought purely against the government or NSA, they should also be, swept into this one big consolidated litigation. That panel has its hearing on July 27th. We think that there's a good chance that Judge Walker will issue a decision in our case before then.
So he wants to keep hold of this case then?
As far as we can tell, he's very interested in the case. He's certainly been engaged during the argument. He's been active in terms of ruling on things. So I think he wants to keep working on these cases because they actually are really, really interesting as well as being really important.
That was Li Tian, and we'll be continuing this interview with the senior staff attorney at the Electronic Frontier Foundation after this short change of file.